Hello, hello. How are all my good people doing? It's been a wonderful week. Hope everybody enjoyed their week. Here as we enter the weekend. Again, yet again, we have another situation. I'm telling you, just let everybody smoke their marijuana. Here we go again. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration orders a truck driver off the road for a hit and run, alcohol violations, ignoring out of service orders. This is becoming all too rare. I tell you, it's the alcohol that's getting this slipping between the cracks, and nobody is thinking about that. But yet you got all of these weed smokers out. This is crazy. He has declared New Jersey. They have declared, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has declared a New Jersey truck driver to be an imminent hazard to public safety for alcohol violations and more. On April 19th, the New Jersey CDL holder, Gurpreet Sinhai, was issued a federal order to immediately cease operating any commercial motor vehicle in an interstate. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration imminent hazard out of service order states that this gentleman blatantly disregard for the safety of the motoring public demonstrated by these actions substantially increased the likelihood of serious injuries or death to you and the motoring public if not immediately. They want him to basically be out permanently. On March 28, 2024, this gentleman rear-ended a passenger's vehicle on the highway 10 in Washington County, Hillsborough, Oregon, then fled the scene. When he was later located, police found a bottle labeled vodka. I told you guys, a bottle labeled vodka. I'm sure it didn't say vodka, but actually had water in it. He had this in his cab of the truck. He was placed out of service and charged with one account of driving under the influence of alcohol in Oregon. Nevertheless, this gentleman blatantly disregarded his out-of-service order and operated a vehicle later that same day in Clackamas County, Oregon, after attempting to evade a sheriff deputy while operating his commercial motor vehicle. He was apprehended and found to be visibly impaired, and was arrested and tested and showed that he had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.07%, well over the 0.4, well over the 0.04 threshold for a commercial motor vehicle driver. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and authorities said that this gentleman was previously arrested on August the 31st, 2023, in Peno, Arizona, after he was observing driving erratically, and a preliminary breath test revealed a quick capture of a 0.111%. He was charged with one account of driving under the influence of alcohol and one account of operating a commercial motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol in Arizona. These situations only come about with alcohol if they're caught on the moment just because of the threshold. I told you these situations are not mostly just due to marijuana, not even hardly. I don't even know of any situations where drivers are just being held accountable just for, smoking marijuana while driving. Or gotten into a fatal accident because of marijuana, because of something that they done on their off time. Now, again, in addition to the federal order, this gentleman was prohibited in the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is working with New Jersey transportation officials to disqualify this gentleman's CDL. Now, I just think, again, this just goes back to what I've been saying all along about, it just don't seem like they care about, safety like that. Yeah, they're going to do something about it now because he was caught more or less red-handed. And again, I've said this before, you're going to have more drivers because they cannot smoke marijuana on their off time. They're going to be drinking. They're going to be drinking alcohol. We talked about how easy it is to have alcohol in a truck. Now, I was just in a truck not too long ago, about, several days ago. I was in a truck with a gentleman. And, he mentioned he's going to have a six-pack. You know what I'm saying? When he get home. And he's going to be drinking and stuff like that. And the gentleman mentioned he was going to actually be, one day, he wants to be able to just have his alcohol in his truck. Now, it's not up to me, but it is up to me because to say something, but at the same time, it's not my job. They know this. They are aware of this. They are completely aware of drivers drinking under the influence and stuff. This is occurring on a regular basis where there's alcohol in the truck, in the cab of a semi or a day cab. This is occurring on a regular basis. They giving marijuana such a hard time, but where are all these situations occurring from? These situations are occurring from alcohol. Even before the clearinghouse situation, all these situations, these accidents were occurring because of alcohol. Not because of any fatal situations, because of marijuana and marijuana alone. This is just something that's going to keep on rising. Again, and you have all these safe drivers that are out. And yet again, driver's license will be diminished in November and reduced down to an operator license. I don't understand. They'll learn. They'll learn. There's no way to close the gap. There are ways to close the gap, but they're not interested in closing that gap. And I don't feel like there's a gap to close when it comes to accidents and marijuana, because there's just no, major statistics showing marijuana is the cause of any of these accidents. Take the hard drugs, the fentanyl, opioids, and all these other things that, that are crazy, and stop giving marijuana a bad rap. It's the alcohol that is going to debilitate you. You're going to get more and more of these stories on a regular basis with alcohol. And it's just the truth. Now, we also, we have a situation also where, The trucking company owner admits to fraud. Reincarnated carrier scheme. A Georgia trucking company owner pleaded guilty to charges of related to CARES Act fraud and falsifying records. On April 11, 2024, Georgia residents Roderick, Billings Slea, well, we're just going to call him Roderick, pleaded guilty to one account of wire fraud and one account of falsification of records in the federal investigation, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Office Inspector General DOT and OIG authorities say that Roderick made a false statement to a Small Business Administration in order to receive CARES of Funding Act. And the DOT OIG says that the Roderick received $564,000 $564,363 in funding through a fraudulent means. Additionally, officials say that Roderick knowingly made false statements to Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration in order to to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration ordered a motor carrier owned by Roderick to cease operations. Roderick then illegally reincarnated numerous trucking companies in order to sidestep the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration order. The case was investigated by DOT and also by the SBA and the OIG of the United States Secret Service. I tell you, people are actually, you know, these trucking companies are also, they're having a hard time as well. The industry is definitely having its fair share of issues. And now, a proper load securement results in a miraculous balancing of a truck. One driver proper load is securing me led to a wild balancing act after the flatbed wrecked in this video incident. The video shows a blue semi truck balancing the cab up in the air after appearing to wreck in the roadside ditch somewhere. The truck appeared to be supported by a perfectly secure load, which remained strapped onto the flatbed trailer despite the accident. Wow, this is crazy. Is this, you know, hey, things happen out there. That's just the life, you know, of a truck driver and stuff. Some things kind of, you know, can be out of your control. But what I just, you know, want to emphasize for the most part, again, we have another situation where truck drivers are blatantly, you know, admitting to drinking. You know, these stories are so common. You know what I mean? They are so comment on a regular basis, but yet it's the marijuana that they're worried about, you know. But it's the alcohol that's causing all the problems. The things that the situation that slips between the crack is what's causing all the problems. And again, the clearinghouse is only good as far as, you know, it's taking a lot of drivers out of the business, but it doesn't do anything until a driver is actually, you know, involved in the accident, most of the time that's involving, it's at that point, a lot of times it's too late. It's the clearinghouse doesn't even like, it's useless for alcoholics. It's useless for the most part. The clearinghouse is pretty much useless as far as alcohol is concerned. It has no bearings because it's not keeping drinkers, it's not keeping alcoholics, regular drinkers, and people that are resorting to drinking because of they can't smoke marijuana. It's not keeping them people off the road because the fatalities are up and the accidents are and the driving erratic and all of these things only matter when you're caught at the moment. It doesn't have any bearing for future situations. Very small percentage of drivers are even caught as far as you know, drinking alcohol. This is where you see where the marijuana gets the bad rap because of how long it lingers in your system. So, you know, and even prior to, you know, most of the marijuana smokers, you wasn't getting accidents on a regular basis like that. You know, you just wasn't getting accidents, you know, hearing of accidents on a regular basis as far as marijuana is concerned. Anyway, prior to, it's just, oh, they failed the drug test, put them in this situation. But it's the alcohol is causing the problem. It's not the weed. You know, and you're gonna get this situation occurring on a regular basis again. And now, also what I want to talk about was that we had a truck driver, basically, he left his big rig at a truck stop before going missing. This is another issue that I, you know, always put emphasis on how unsafe, you know, things can be for a truck driver. And, you know, this gentleman, I guess he basically, he parked his truck. And let me see, this happened in Ontario. A family member and local police are looking for a trucker who went missing. Well, he's out of Ontario. And he basically parked his truck and went inside of a store. He's an over-the-road truck driver. His name is Brian Lush. He was last seen on Wednesday, April the 24th. So that was just, you know, early part of the week. He was at a Petro Pass truck stop near Cornwall, Ontario. Basically, Lush reportedly parked at a store, went inside, purchased a few items, and vanished. Just like that. His truck and his cell phone was inside and were found abandoned at the Petro Pass. Lush is 5'11 and weighs 200 pounds. He has brown hair, brown eyes, and was last seen wearing jeans and a blue hooded sweatshirt and a dark colored baseball cap. The company Love Drives For is downtown, is Down Home Movers. Yes, that's the company, Down Home Movers. And so basically, this truck driver just vanishes out of nowhere. Basically his people, you know, they left word that, you know, they posted And I want to read here, and hopefully this you know, this man is found and he is okay. But however, it states, please share. Missing person in Cornwall, Ontario, Summerstown. Brian Lush is missing. Is my dad. He's 5'11", around 200 pounds, brown eyes. Please pray and share this post. I love you, Dad, and please come home as I need you here with me. Please call RCMP of Cornwall with any information. This number is 613-330-0431. He was last seen at the Petro Pass on County Road, on a county road. Anyone who knows me, I am a dad's girl. This is heartbreaking, and I never in my lifetime thought I would have to make this post. We talked about the safety of drivers out there on the road. This is crazy, you know. This is really heartbreaking. You know, this is a heartbreaking situation that, you know, did anybody have to encounter as far as being on the road? You know what I mean? Safety is important, and I can't stress that enough. I don't feel a lot of companies do enough to protect drivers as it is. To have to be out there and deal with the dangers out there on the road, a lot of times these situations are you know, drivers, you know, being in these situations, drivers are not taking, you know what I mean? I don't think their lives are taken very seriously when they're out there. And that's why I say that, you know, that safety comes first. And I'm going to put that above anything else. You know what I mean? Despite my views on what I feel a person should be able to do on their off time, I feel that, you know, everything else out there, you know, as far as your safety is important. And that goes back to my, you know, that goes back to this situation here with the driver who is also missing. His name is David Schultz. He disappeared just days before Thanksgiving last year. Okay. And they just found his body. Authorities say the body of 53-year-old Iowa truck driver David Schultz has been found 5 months after he went missing just days before Thanksgiving. The preliminary autopsy results show no signs of trauma or serious injury. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says Schultz was slated to deliver to the pigs to a farm near Saccharin City on November 21st. When his semi-trailer truck was found that afternoon on northbound U.S. Highway 71. Now, authorities say the body of the 53-year-old Iowa truck driver has been found 5 months after he disappeared, just days before Thanksgiving. Using dental records, the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner was able to identify a body discovered in Sacramento County on April 24th as belonging to David Schultz, according to the Iowa Department of Public Safety. Schultz was located in a farm field in 1900 block of Union Avenue in Sac County. The agency said on April 25th, the preliminary autopsy results showed no signs of trauma or serious injuries. Further autopsy test results are pending. That don't mean foul play wasn't involved. I mean, how does this guy just come up, you know? And it's just, you know, unfortunate, you know what I mean? And hundreds have searched for Schultz after his disappearance with a reward offered for information that led to the location of his body. Then on April 24th, the department, the State Department of the Public Safety said that sheriff's office received a call from an individual who reported having discovered a body in a field. Before a positive identification had been made, the Associated Press reported that David's wife, Sarah, was told that the person whose body was found was wearing boots that matched her husband's and that his keys were also found in his pants. Wow. And she went to say that while she's glad we know where he is now, there are still so many questions about what happened. Things don't make sense, she added. I totally agree. Something's definitely not right about that. So, drivers, be safe out there. This is an unfortunate situation. I feel horrible for her. And, you know, again, gotta be safe out there. She has a little bit of closure. But still, there's definitely a lot of unanswered questions and skepticism about this situation. I appreciate you guys. This is A1. You guys enjoy y'all weekend and have a blessed week. And again, diversity all the way. Peace out.